Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. In these days of trying to determine if what we see and hear is true or false, we know that our God is faithful and true. Lord, thank you for being the faithful and never-changing God that you are. You are faithful and true. As we invest time in your word, we daily see that it is true. Many times, Lord, we cannot trust the words that we hear. News that we thought we could depend on quite often turns out to be partial truths, sometimes meant to deceive us. Help us, Lord, to keep your words in our heads and our hearts so that we can guard our hearts and minds, comparing that information from this world with the truth of Scripture. Lord, we praise you for the fact that we can depend upon your word and know that your promises are true. May your Holy Spirit continue to give us wisdom and discernment daily. God, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Truth we want. Faithful and true. promised land. When the walls of Jericho caved in, shepherd boy became a king.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. You pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
I'm happy that you are listening to our call to worship today. Since our first broadcast back in 1989, this ministry has grown to include several elements, all designed to share the good news of the gospel while edifying believers. The Call to Worship radio programs continue to be broadcast by stations across the U.S. As most of you know, the time we invest together weekly centers around a particular topic. Since our topic for today is truth, each part is focused on absolute truth, beginning with the introduction, including every song and closing thoughts, and of course the devotional time, all reinforces the concept of truth from God's perspective found in Scripture. Many years ago, we added a website, calltoworship.us. As you can well imagine, that part of our ministry has grown and been improved to meet your needs. When you're led to take an active part in supporting our efforts, you can do so right there on the website, safely and securely making a donation. Within the past few years, we've added a very interactive Facebook page. As you may know, Call to Worship is listener-supported. It is the faithful giving of folks like you that allows the Call to Worship ministries to continue. Your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Thank you. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord.
I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the one.
I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the one. Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the
Thank you for joining us as we praise God for His standard of truth.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do.
Like the sun that rises every day, you are so faithful, Lord, you are faithful. Like the rain that you send in every breath that I breathe, you are so faithful, Lord. Like a rose, comes alive every spring. You are so faithful, Lord, you are faithful. Like the life that you give to every beat of my heart. You are so faithful, Lord. I see a cross and the price you had to pay. I see the blood that washed my sins away. And in the midst of a storm, through the wind and the waves, you'll still be faithful. You'll still be faithful. And when the stars refuse to shine, you give to every beat of my heart. You are so faithful, Lord. I see a cross and the price you had to pay. I see the blood that washed my sins away. And in the midst of a storm, still be faithful. You'll still be faithful. And when the stars refuse to shine and time is no more, you'll still be faithful. You'll still be faithful.
As we look into God's Word today, we will look at His comments about the truth and also things that are false. By definition, truth is what corresponds to the way that things actually are. And truth is one of the basic foundational principles of life. We find a good description of our new life in Christ in the 4th chapter of Ephesians. Absolute truth is in Jesus, and He is in us. Listen to Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 17. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore,
Having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Focus on the truth in our everyday lives. Listen to Zechariah. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Are you truthful? Always speak the truth in love. Ephesians. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. The Bible is the source for ultimate divine truth. Listen to 2 Samuel 22. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He's a shield for all those who take refuge in him. In Proverbs 30, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Telling a lie, folks, it sounds simplistic, but it really is the opposite of the truth. Building truth into your life provides comfort and increases our faith. As you do, it will help add peace and less stress, as you won't need to think back trying to remember what you told someone before. Falsehood is a misrepresentation of truth. To put the results of that into perspective, just look back over your life and remember the times when you have misrepresented the truth by telling someone something false. Candidly, how'd that work out for you? Jeremiah 9, "And they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They've taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity." One of the truths that I spoke to my children early in their lives is, quote, "Always tell the truth, right away, the whole truth, the first time." Friends, there are times when we lie initially, then turn around and tell the truth for many reasons. Tell the truth right away and the first time. Tell the whole truth. Now here's a quiz for you. True or false? A partial truth is not the truth. May God help us to always speak the truth. It is what Jesus always did.
As the evening draws near, the storm clouds have gathered and the shadows are gone. When all hope has faded, replace now with fear. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on his word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on his word. When troubles grow deeper and the desert is dry, and our hearts are so broken that we can't even cry, when our faith is wounded, our joy is gone. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend depend on. We can depend on His word. When the rain comes and the pain comes, and we know that it will, we can still trust He is still. Depend on, we can depend on His word. Depend on, we can depend on.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. Be careful to keep God's Word in your head and heart. Then as questions come up, ask yourself, is this true or false? His Spirit will help provide the answers. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're listening now and you're not yet a Christian, please consider this. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow's not a given, but the offer of salvation is. Please take a moment to write to us. I really appreciate your comments. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That online address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 119. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
Still